proclamation number 8541 dated the June 26, 1963. Belief in God in Jesus. It is only necessary for you to believe in me and take the path to me when you suffer hardship. For you, like children, to take refuge with the Father, who will protect you in every spiritual and earthly adversity because you entrust yourselves to Him. Time and again I emphasize that you only ought to contact me in thought, through kind-hearted activity or in prayer and, truly, you will not be able to go astray anymore, because your bond with me also guarantees you my help to be delivered from my adversary and to return to the one from whom you once originated. Admittedly, evidence for the existence of a God and Creator cannot be given to you. You have to believe in Him. Yet if you are willing to do so, then you will see the evidence that bears witness to me in everything that surrounds you. And by just thinking about it, you will already be able to come to belief in me. I just do not want you to spend your life thoughtlessly, to only take notice of the world and believe that your earthly life is an end in itself. You should always ask yourselves why and for what reason you live on earth, in order to then also get hold of the thoughts about a God and Creator, which will time and again encircle you like waves. For the purpose and goal of your earthly life is to recognize a God and Creator, to acknowledge Him and to desire making contact with Him. Then this God and Creator will also take hold of you and never ever let you fall again. And He will also convey the knowledge of Jesus Christ, your Redeemer, to you. For you will have to find Him so that you lose your weaknesses, so that your ascent to the pinnacle is assured. For even if you recognize me, you will have little willpower to seriously strive for me, since you are too weak due to the sin of your past apostasy from me. And for the sake of strengthening your will, the man Jesus died on the cross in order to acquire the blessings of a stronger will for you. I myself came to help you in your great spiritual adversity, which was the result of your original sin, and I myself accomplished the act of salvation for the redemption of your guilt in Jesus the human being. So the path of return will now be possible for you if you appeal to Jesus Christ for strength, if you place your guilt of sin at His feet and express the sincere will to return to the Father, who took abode in Jesus, who united Himself with Him for all eternity. Even if you thus believe in God as the Creator and Redeemer, this God can never ever be regarded as being separate from Jesus Christ. For God and Jesus are one. God merely made use of external human shell which people called Jesus, but who sheltered the fullness of me in Himself. I created everything, even the human shell of Jesus came forth from me, which I chose for myself in order to be able to stay amongst people. You humans, too, came forth from my will, yet you once separated yourselves from me voluntarily, for only love establishes a bond with me, but you forfeited it of your own free will, whereas the human being Jesus was permeated by love, thus my fundamental substance was in Him, for this is love. Hence, in keeping with His nature, He must be God Himself. And only His external shell was human until He spiritualized it as well, so that it was able to unite with His divine soul, and nothing human remained once Jesus had accomplished the act of salvation. Anyone who therefore has recognized me in Jesus has also escaped the darkness, for then the light itself will draw him into higher spheres, for I myself am the light. And the light shone to earth through the human being Jesus because it permeated the human being completely. And I would like to send this ray of light to all of you, yet your heart has to open itself to me. You must direct your thoughts towards the one who created you. You have to muster this will freely, but then you will also be seized by my merciful love, and everything will be done to impart the correct knowledge about Jesus Christ to you. And if you acknowledge him as God's Son and Redeemer of the world who became as one with me, you will never ever be able to go astray again. Amen.